Never apologize to Bonham.
I'm sorry?
Never apologize to Bonham.
Do I not owe him an apology? I'm sure Bono cares not what I think of him. All right, Dave, let's get this out of the way. Most people became aware of you as the lead vocalist for the band Fastway with Eddie Clark and Pete Way. How do you go from Fastway to Kathmandu to Irish Celtic punk band Flogging Molly?
It's just, I mean, it was just that I've never really found my musical, what I was really meant to do in life. I mean, I never really knew what I wanted really musically. I was very, very young, and I was the type of person, obviously, that needed to go through a lot in life to really discover what it was that they wanted to do, you know? And it was just, I was very lucky that, you know, I got an opportunity to leave Ireland to pursue a musical career, but it never really flourished. And not until this band came along, really. And I think, and it shows you that, like, you know, I feel 100% honest in what we do with this band. And I've never felt that before in any band I've ever been in, you know.
Well, when you made that stylistic change from, for all intents and purposes, blues-based hard rock during the grunge era to sort of Celtic-influenced Irish punk, nobody was doing what you're doing, although the Pogues had done it earlier.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I mean, I didn't really, you know, I was in Los Angeles, and it wasn't really until I met Bridget, and I heard her playing the fiddle. We started playing music the next day, and it just seemed to, like, make sense. It just seemed to, if I physically couldn't go back to Ireland, maybe musically and what I'd learned over the years would be the way to go. And that seems to be, that seems to be what has happened, you know?
See, I grew up in South Boston, which we like to consider Ireland in America.
Absolutely.
And, of course, St. Patrick's Day is huge in that city. Is this, like, the biggest time of the year for bands like Flogging Molly? I mean, there's you and the Dropkick Murphys and nobody else. I would compare it. Is this kind of like what Christmas is to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
It is and it isn't. I mean, it all depends what where we are with our album cycle. I mean, when we release an album, like last year we did 240 shows. So that's a lot of shows, and that's a lot of European shows. It's a lot of, you know, American shows. It's a lot of shows all over the place, you know what I mean? So, but as opposed to, like, I mean, it is the definitive time in a band like ourselves or the Dropkick cycle that, you know, obviously St. Patrick's Day would, around that time would be, like, the pinnacle of a certain tour. I mean, it's the pinnacle of this tour. It's the last show of the tour. So... yeah, in that respect it is, but yeah, and then after that, like, we go to Japan. So, I mean, we're kind of all over the place.
How does Flogging Molly do in countries like Japan?
Unbelievable.
Do you really?
it always amazes me, Paul. It really does. I mean, like we're heading to Moscow as well this year, and, you know, Eastern Europe is incredible for us. Places like Austria, Switzerland, Holland, France, England. I mean, it's really, really, it really runs the gamut, you know?
So Celtic punk kills internationally.
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes beyond that. I think people can relate to the songs that we play. I mean, I think they can relate to not just the music, but I think the lyrics as well. And I think it crosses the border in many, many, you know, ways. I mean, our audience, you know, it runs the gamut from seriously 5-year-olds to 75-year-olds. I mean, last week at one of our shows, we had three generations of one family at our show.
Do people sing along like you're in the pubs at Flogging Molly shows?
Absolutely. Sometimes I can't hear myself singing myself.
See, that's awesome, because when you think of a band like Flogging Molly, you know, there are certain bands that when you name check them, bands like Motorhead and bands like the Ramones, and to a lesser degree, the Pogues, things like that. You always wonder, where is their audience? Because you don't really meet them unless you're at the show.
Exactly.
I mean, is that more satisfying to you than if you were, you know, let's say a top 40 darling? Does it seem more real?
Yeah, we are a real band. We always have been a real band. We started off in a very, very small pub, and we grew, and we grew ourselves, and we grew our own pace. And we were very lucky to be allowed to do that. I mean, we'd no record company breathing down our throat going, you got to do this, you got to do that. There was none of that at all. It was just, we're Flogging Molly, and this is what we do, whether you like it or not, you know? And I think we're very lucky, because not a lot of bands get a chance to do that.
How offensive is it to you when you get into a radio interview with somebody and they break into an Irish accent?
I've never had it happen, actually. No.
You're telling me no radio jerk has ever gone at you with an Irish accent in an interview?
No, they never. No, they. probably, yeah, no.
So, what does St. Patrick's mean to you, Dave King, and Flogging Molly?
Well, now it's a celebration of you know, not just being Irish, but I think it's just a celebration of letting your hair down and having a good time for at least, you know, a day, and especially when it falls on a Saturday, it makes it even better. You know, as a child, it was you know, it was the usual. You know, the day off school, go to mass, and go to see a pretty dismal parade, you know, in the center of Dublin. And but now in Dublin, it's because of all the immigration and because of all the different communities that are living around in Ireland right now, they really don't have to celebrate it and really make it a day worth celebrating. And it's fantastic.
I got to give credit where credit is due. Whomever routed your tour was very, very smart. Obviously, you're in Denver tonight. It gets cold in Denver. And then you go to Vegas, where it's a little bit warmer, but wrapping up the tour on St. Patrick's Day in a place that gets 330 days of sunshine, surrounded by green palm trees and brown everywhere else, we can't be happier to have Flogging Molly coming back to Phoenix.
Well, yeah, I tell you, it is a wonderful way to celebrate it, and because, you know, you'd never celebrate that when I was young outside, and to do it outside in front of, you know, a load of great people is absolutely fantastic. It's a wonderful time, you know.
Tempe Beach Park, Saturday, Flogging Molly headlining. Dave King, thank you again for taking so much time out this afternoon for us here at KDKB.
Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks for calling, Paul.
You're welcome, man. Be safe.
All right, then. See you soon.
Thank you, man.